Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. We are here live today. I know we've been recorded for many times, so we are here in the studio, larger than life and twice as ugly.
And you have no idea what twice as ugly is until you see Dean, as his head is shaved.
Yes, and here's why my head is shaved, because...
His kids can't learn a dance unless... they are motivated with self-mutilating their instructor.
Wow, I wouldn't call this self-mutilating.
Or mutilating their instructor.
It's not like I took an arm off or anything like that.
But, no, but your hair is gone.
But today's show, and I'll get into that in a second, today's show is all clips from yesterday, Slaviani's 35th annual concerts with our alumni as sort of a guest group. And I told the boys, I said, you know, we're doing this axe dance, you know, like a Janoshek type of, you go to the forest and... and chop the wood. And there's one part where it just wasn't happening. And I said, you know what, guys? If you get this right, you can shave my head. And that's what they did. They got it right. I'm a man of my word. And they shaved my head. So how does it look, guys?
Twice as ugly, like you said.
That's
right. In the show, dude.
That's right. And I'm here today with... musicians from Slaviani, I guess you would have to say my right-hand man and right-hand sister, Mike and Beth Liberatore, because without them, we would not have been able to have a concert yesterday, because without their help, writing music and getting it together, I had asked him many months ago to do it, so I am grateful, so grateful for your help in getting all of the music together, because you know how
you're quite welcome.
You know how it's been. Beth, you're going to say anything?
You did an awesome job,
believe
it or not.
Well, we did an awesome job. It's not one person, it's everybody. So today's show, as I said, is going to be nothing but excerpts from yesterday's concert, and we're going to start the show as Mark is taking a picture of my bald head with Yarosin Bill and put Karpatsky Rusyny from yesterday's concert.
Yeah.
even though the Carpathia-Russian Society Heritage Program is sponsored in full by the Carpathia-Russian Society, we still need your financial support, ladies and gentlemen. I did receive a very, very generous donation of $250 from Mr. GM. He wanted to be sort of anonymous, and I know he knows who he is. I know who he is, but he wanted to remain anonymous. So thank you, Mr. GM, for your support of the Carpathia-Russian Society Heritage Program. And if you are interested in donating to our show, please give me a call. Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351, or you can send us email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. All right, next we're going to go into, like I said before, we had the alumni performers, which over the last 35 years, we've had many, many alumni performers. And we did the traditional Rusnak Chardash by original choreography by my dad and the music written by our good friend, Jerry Jumba. And then a little bit of a Chapash and then an encore that was one of my first choreographies back in the early 1990s after I studied in the Russian homeland. And I think it went really, really well. What do you all think?
It was fun. Awesome.
It was awesome.
Fantastic.
As our hockey announcer says here, Mike Lang, if you missed this one, shame on you for 6 weeks. It was an excellent time. And we'll talk more about Slaviani's concert and reception throughout the program here. But next we have Rusnak Chardash number 15 and encore by the not ready for prime time musicians.
That's us.
Oh, hey, I'm included in that too. Yeah, we do the best we can. And like I said, guys, I am very grateful for the help that you give me. You give me so much help. You don't understand. And you can't understand the help that you give me, but I do appreciate it.
We have a good time.
We do have a good time, and we had a good time. We'll talk about that. Mark, let's get that 15 on there. Go ahead.
Thank you.
wishes go out to our nephew, Jonathan Kosel, who turns 14 today, as a matter of fact. Happy birthday, Jonathan, coming up on the
Belia zdravia shestia.
Also, birthday wishes go out to my mother, who her birthday is on the 23rd. She attended yesterday's show and just said it looks so professional and really complimented Dean on doing wonderful job. And believe me, my mother will be the first one to tell you something isn't right, you know, and she really enjoyed the show yesterday.
And you know, I think I got the ultimate compliment yesterday from our good friend, Bill Vergott, who came to me after the first half of the show and said that Croatian set that we did was fabulous. And I said, Bill, I can't take credit for it because it was my dad's choreography, and we did a lot of my dad's choreography yesterday. I just took the choreography and pretty much just staged it. So I don't know what to say. I am very grateful for the compliment, but we wouldn't be here. Slaviani wouldn't be here for the past 35 years, or 34 years before my dad passed away last year. And on the way to the reception yesterday, I had to stop off at home and drop some things off. And I did stop by the cemetery and just visited my dad's grave and just said, hopefully, Dad, it was good and it would have been something that you would have been proud of. So hopefully, I know he's up.
And he was, because he was there.
I hope so. He was up there listening. And, you know, I was talking to my mom today and I said, you know, we don't visit on, I didn't get a chance to visit on Father's Day. I didn't get a chance to visit on his birthday. I visited on the concert day because that was the most important day of the year for my dad. My mom said, yeah, you're right.
Right.
It is. Okay, let's get moving here. Next, we have the Junior Melody Medley. Ketša Vdavava, as you would know, Krajčukla Liovoj, and Od Ungvara.
Kraj čokla i ove, nas tako pravjala.
We have a Facebook message in here. We put on Facebook in the studio as I'm doing, trying to get people to listen to us. And
we're trying to get my son to read it, which is like, well.
He's 15.
Watch.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so.
Doesn't transmit to the brain, doesn't.
Okay, do you want to tell us now?
I don't know. Testosterone is going somewhere. I don't know where, but it's not going to his brain. But what I do want to say, as Jonathan is playing with his phone, I don't know what the heck he's doing.
Jonathan, this is only a half an hour show.
Yeah, it's not 4 hours.
Okay, you gave me your phone. What
I do have a shout out. I want to put a shout out to two of the girls in Sloviani, especially one of them. And her name is Stephanie Bardis, who last week, you guys were there.
At
the Folk Festival. We did our Zabava set. And not once, not twice, but three times, she ended up rolling her ankle and came up with a grade one sprain with pulled ligaments. And I just wanted to shout out to Steph right now that we're hoping for a speedy recovery, and I do appreciate everything that she does for Sloviani.
She even tried to get back on the stage.
Oh yeah,
afterwards.
She did.
I was saying,
you know what? Go to the doctors, get a cortisone shot. You'll be fine. But you know what? I got to listen to the doctors because we see in sports and everything else that if you don't listen to the doctors, you end up even worse.
No, she's incredible.
And I also wanted to put a shout out to her her partner, Frickin' Frack, as I call them, and now they've adopted that name, Louisa Hirsch, who's over there in Aliquippa listening to us, hopefully on either on a radio or on that on internet. Sorry, I had this little bit of
dude. We don't talk like that.
A little bit of Aliquippa East Pittsburgh. Oh yeah. But this next number is a number I did specifically for them. It's called Malia Frayira, and what it is every day of the week there's popular girls who had boyfriends. One day, one boyfriend was conceited. The other day, a boyfriend was thought he was the second coming or was better than sliced bread. And there was a guy who was 40 years old.
Yeah, I wonder who that was. No.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
that was
somebody
actually a little
older than that. Yeah,
I am 40. Yeah. Oh, I was on crutches. No, I love what I did. I love what Louisa did. And you know, and they finally found the right guy. So here is Malia Frayira by Stephanie Bardis and Louisa Hirsch. Thank you very much for your help. Someone's calling.
Malia Frayira, Avnenil, you Aledeas, Yasni.
Where does time go?
Oh, yeah. We only got 4 minutes left. I'm like, I still got a lot of songs to play. So we're going to play some more of these songs next week. And I was pleasantly surprised in the studio here. We had gotten a call from one of our girls there, Stephanie Bardis. And Steph, we love you. You know that. Luis, yep. I love you too. I'm just so happy to have girls and guys like Stephanie and Luis up, who are willing and able and want to preserve their heritage. So, you know anyone that wants to join, please give me a call. And we're going to end today's show. We're not going to have an ending. We're just going to go right into our Zabava set. Play that until we go out. And we invite you to join us again next week right here on AM 73, WPIT AM, for the best in Russian music, news. Trimajtesa krasne z Bohom. Listening to Hora Hora, Hora Hora as we finish, I do want to thank Maria Silvestri for recording the show and putting it on YouTube. All the Russian parts are on there on YouTube, so if you go to YouTube and look up Slaviane, you will find our Russian portion of the show. So the first numbers we had, Ya Russin Bu, Poit Karpatsky Russin, and the one you're hearing now, Hora Hora, have been recorded by Maria Silvestri. Thank you, Maria. We'll see you all next week. Take care.